The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Lazy Boy.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's Thankful Thursday, 437-1620. Join this conversation. Text or call the studio here, 850-437-1620. I've got Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast in the studio. How are you doing this morning?
Jake, I am great.
Yes.
How are you? And thankful. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, definitely.
Gratitude. It just makes everything better.
Right.
When we become grateful for the things that are around us and for the things we've been blessed with.
So for our listeners that know and they've been listening today, we've kind of been doing this. It's a new thing. So I'm going to ask you as well. Let's celebrate just a little bit real quick. This is for me. Yes. Are you a Rare Earth fan?
Yes.
Yes. Thankful Thursday. Woo.
I just want to celebrate.
All right, so we're celebrating here on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Bess Marks, what are you thankful for on Thankful Thursday?
Oh, Jake, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. There's so much to be thankful
for. We don't have enough time, do we?
We really don't. Because when you start thinking about the things you're grateful for and the things that have come across for us all, you know, especially here, you know, during this month of Memorial Day and, you know, where we have this wonderful country that we live in and reminds us of the price that was paid for this glorious freedom that we experience.
Amen.
You know, start from the top and we can go all the way. We can do alphabetically. Well, you know, I'm grateful, you know, for just being here, for being able to be here and being healthy and having a wonderful family. And I'm also grateful for the talent I've been given to make people's lives better. Because that's what interior design does, is it makes your life better.
I want to talk about that, because what does our decor do for us? Why does it matter? What is the psychology behind this? What is it when we walk into our room? What happens to us? Why is this all so important for our health and our well-being?
Because that's our sanctuary. We are a people of senses. You know, we see, we hear, we smell, we taste, we touch.
Right.
So, you know, all of our senses feed our energy, feed our emotional well-being. So when things are out of joint, literally, you know, when a room is out of joint, when anything's out of joint, we're out of joint. We kind of lean over, you know, we're not seeing life clearly or straight.
Right.
So what interior design does is it brings order and it reflects your personality. You know, we all see, we talked about this last time about, and it was Johan Etienne, that's his name.
Right.
You know, we talked about color, how personal color is for us and how it feeds us. You know, some colors give us, you know, calmness, and some colors get us energized, and some colors push us back, you know, create repel us. So interior design is there to create for you the space for you personally, for your family, if you're melding a family together, that will comfort you, that will please you, that when you walk in, it has order, and it also has refreshment, and it also has rest.
When you're this is something I was thinking about yesterday when I was doing some research for the show, was the difference between perception and perspective. And just real quick on this, like, perception,
that's really big.
It really is. And they intermingle, because your perception can be affected by your perspective. So, you know, looking at things in a new perspective can change your perception of the world around you, even your day-to-day life and how happy you are. So when you change up your decor, everything from your upholstery to the lighting in the room and the artwork on the walls, that can just be a big refreshment for your senses, like you said.
Absolutely. Perspective. Mm-hmm. Let's say that again. Your perception on your perspective. Your perspective can change if you change your your perception changes.
You're right. Yeah, your perception can be affected by, so if you look at things in a new perspective, you know, if you have something new to look at from a different angle, then that totally changes your perception of your reality.
And, you know, that happens in rooms a lot. Mm-hmm. Usually what we run into is if you buy a house, Mm-hmm. You look at the way the house was laid out. You know, you walk into a house, it's been staged, and you think, okay, well, that works. You know, I see the sofa here. That may not be, and that's a great
starting point.
Starting yeah. point, but it may not be yours. Mm-hmm. And there may be a better arrangement. There may be something, maybe you want two seating spaces. Maybe you want the bed on this wall. Maybe you want a round dining room table. So when you change your perspective, you change the perception. Mm-hmm. It suddenly becomes more you.
Yeah, because your perception is based on these senses that you're talking about.
Yes.
So when you change that, it can change everything, really.
It really does.
And so let's talk about in-home design. If you have any questions or comments this morning, 437-1620, join the conversation with us. I've got Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast in the studio. The history of in-home design. Who thought of this? How did this come about? How did people think, you know, we need, it's almost an art. It's an art form in itself.
It is. It's an art and a science, which makes it, and it's come a long way. Well, Elsie DeWolf, back in at the turn of the last century, claimed that she was the original American decorator.
The OG.
She's the one. She is that's what she is, self-proclaimed. And before that, actually, architects did interiors, you know, like Adams, you know, would do these gorgeous estate houses. And he would also design the furniture that went in them. But
that's why they were so grandiose back then.
Exactly. Yeah. But and that it all flowed together, you know, the function of the room and the furniture. Now, it was not the most comfortable furniture. You have to remember how long ago that was.
Yes, more for show.
But Elsie DeWolf came on the scene, and this is really at the end of the Victorian time when everything was really heavy. She lived in New York, off Washington Square, in the house Washington. Well, she lived in the house that Washington Irving's block, and she started out with painting the house. Then she, you know, it was just one of those heavy, oppressive, dark brown. Brownstone heavy wood houses, and she started out by painting the dining room. She took the heavy dark furniture and she painted it white, and she hung mirrors up, and then she reworked the front facade of the brownstone, where you came in downstairs instead of coming in upstairs. So she did a lot of things, just experimenting with design, and then she got her first official contract was with, I think they call it the Woman's Club, which was this swanked out club in New York for women. And she came in and did a design for that. She lightened it and brightened it and did a lot of white, a lot of green. And she did make one big mistake. Back then, you had to have those huge, those ceramic fireplaces or ceramic ovens that would heat a room because there was no central heat.
Right, yeah.
And she did not measure properly. So these two very fine ceramic furnaces came overseas and could not fit up. It's the Colony Club, I think, is the name of it. Okay. But anyway, so that was her first step into fame, and she just went on from there.
You mentioned she put up mirrors. What does that do?
It reflects light, and it enhances the space. You know, they're particularly beautiful at night, if you have soft lighting, it just...
Candles.
It does. And mirrors are nice today. Well, first of all, I love a mirror around an entrance hall. Because, you know, as you're walking out the door, you want to just get that last peek. Mm-hmm. All right, is it good? Okay. All right. But I also love, in our new homes today, so many of our houses have these wonderful big open spaces, but they don't have any direct sunlight. You know, they need, because you have, lanais and porches. Right. So there's no direct access to natural light. And a mirror, a wonderful large mirror in a space, will double the space. It'll brighten the space. And it'll bring, if it's properly placed, it'll act like a window.
Right. And it looks like the place is, you know, like you said, twice as big. I realized that in a restaurant the other day. I almost walked into it. Because I thought it was a total other part of the restaurant. I'm thinking, I'm going to go in here and look for the bathroom. No, that's a wall.
We had a mirrored wall in one of our houses. And there was a court. We had French doors in a courtyard. And opposite the French doors in a courtyard was this mirrored wall. So it really, the room was kind of an odd shape. So it really enhanced the size of the room. But I had a friend who had walked in and she sat down. And she went, Are those French doors over there? Is that the or is that a, what she said? It looks like you've got four, you know, two pair of French doors mm-hmm. here. So it really is effective.
Where does it lead?
It enhances yeah. the space. Yeah.
So let's talk about Lazy Boy's in-home design program. This is how you can get a beautifully designed room by experts. You know, because I stress, do not go this alone. You might have an idea of what you want, even if you don't.
Because
I'm sure, yeah. Even I'm sure
better.
People come in, they just go, you know, I'm just not happy in this room. I don't know why. So what can Lazy Boy do? How much does this cost? How does this process work?
Well, the service is free.
Free.
And the way the whole thing came about is years and years and years and years ago, Lazy Boy learned that the problem is not at the store. The stores are beautiful. The furniture is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Problems at your house.
Right.
So what? How do we help you solve your problem? Because if you tell me about your room, which is great, and now it's even facilitated even further with, you know, we all have cameras, you know,
right.
in our back pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, let me see your room. Well, but that only gives us a slight view into, you know, just like a pie-sized piece
right.
of what your space itself is actually like.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem's in the house. So our in-home design program was developed so that Jake, we could come out and visit with you. We just sit down and talk about, you know, the things that you love after you've been in the store. We want to be in the store to make sure that what we've got even makes sense. Of course, to us, it does.
Right. You can make
you,
it work.
Yeah, we want to make sure it makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so so we go in and we sit down. You know, our initial time together is in the store. And we really visit about how you want your room to look and how you want your room to feel.
Mm.
And the colors that you'd like to use to create that wonderful look and feeling.
Hmm.
And so we spend some time, you know, culling through some things, going through some sofa frames or, you know, sectional frames, chair frames, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you have in mind. And you will start to talk about the things that add to that, you know, like rugs and tables. None of this is mandatory. You don't have to have any of this.
Right.
This is just to flesh out your room. This is to make your room you.
Hmm.
So then we come to visit you at your house, and sit down, talk to you, take some measurements. We confirm that the fabrics that you've picked out, the things that you've picked out that you love, A, are going to fit in there.
Right, that's a big
so,
one.
Because maybe we need to go back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
And B, that the colors are going to be compatible, that these fabrics really will work. I had one, as an aside, I had one wonderful customer I worked with, and she came in and she had had a gorgeous yellow sofa, and it was beautiful in her space. It was time to replace it. And she had a brick floor, and she wanted to go red. She said, I really want a red sofa. I want a red sofa. I want a red sofa. Perfect. Let's get the reds, and let's come out there. Well, we had all these fabrics that we looked at. We got there, and the red just didn't work.
Right.
You know, it just really, when we put it in there, it just went to war with what she had.
Yeah.
And she said, it's not working, is it? And I said, well, let's see. So we played with it a little bit more, and we really found out what she wanted. She wanted to update. She wanted to make the room fresher and feel better. So we found a color for the sofa that worked beautifully with the floor, updated, accomplished the goal of updating the space, and she loved it.
Nice.
So that's why we go out with fabrics and sit down and measure and talk and say, well, you know, especially if you want a sectional,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're like Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing in the world is to invest all of your money.
Right.
And then you've got something that's not going to do what it's supposed to do.
Because as you say, that's the most expensive piece
it
of furniture,
most certainly
right?
is. And mm-hmm. it is demoralizing. It can stop you from moving forward for a very long time. And we don't
really
want
can.
That. And we want this to be a fun process.
Right.
You know, you work hard for your money.
Yes.
So anyway, I digressed. Let's keep going. So what was, so step two is to get out to the house and mm-hmm. visit and talk about what's going on in there. And, you know, again, how do you want it to look and how do you want to feel and what we need to do. And we also get to see your treasures. You know, so many times we have things that are sentimentally meaningful to us, and mm-hmm. we don't know how to apply them so that they are showcased or used.
That's where I struggle a little bit. 437-1620. I hate to cut you off. I just want to let everybody know you can still text or call in. 437-1620. I got best marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. Go out and check out Lazy Boy's beautiful new in-home design free service. They will help you out. Talking about accessories, especially when it comes to things like you said that have sentimental value, this is where I struggle a little bit. And you always talk about how three is key. That's your term, right? So explain that to us. Because
odd numbers.
I can pick a couch. I can even sometimes pick a painting that I like. But when it comes to everything else that is on the walls and on the shelves and everything, I don't know what to do. Putting it all together? Yeah, yeah. So and, how can you help with that?
I find the best rule of thumb is, first of all, what you said is you can find a sofa that you like. You can find a piece of art that you like. And these things are speaking to you somewhere. Yeah. They're speaking to your heart. If you're true to what you like and don't try and force something, you're going to find that most of the things that you've picked are going to be somewhat cohesive. Mm. And we even find that with couples, that because something's drawn you together.
Right.
And while there is compromise, you know, there's always compromise. But if two people love each other, they're going to compromise. And that was the whole point to get married. We, you know, we had one woman come in and she was like 5'2" and her husband, I think, was 6'2". So they were, there was a big gap there. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at a chair for him. And she said, well, does it have to be big? And I said, well, we can make it. You know, we can make the, all she could see was this overwhelming chair. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, we can work the room. We can make this room work for you. Mm-hmm. And I said, but you know, you did marry a 6'4" man.
Right.
She said, you're right. I did. This isn't the first. This isn't your first problem.
Yeah.
She said, you're right. It's not. So we worked with her and we created something that they were both very happy with. Mm-hmm. But,
and that's a good point, too, because sometimes that will stop couples in their tracks from doing any renovations or any upgrades to their furniture because they start to, well, I want this. Well, I want that. And you guys are there to sort of mediate.
It's mediate and to work together to pull out the best of both sides, because the combination is always the best because everybody's happy. You know, everybody finds a place to be comfortable in because we are marriage counselors, too. I mean, that's a minor. We major in in-home, minor in counseling. We're very good at it, so that's not a problem. We're more than happy to do that. But you said accessories and threes, odd numbers are awesome numbers, but except for when even numbers are good.
Okay.
You know, like a pair or something.
Okay. When do we know the difference? How do we know? How can we tell?
Well, you know, it's intuitive too. Mm. And again, it goes back to perspective and,
perception.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jake. So, threes are nice. I don't know why. If you look in nature, you know, most things are in, you know, are an odd number. Mm-hmm. You know, the numbers that are comfortable to us, you know, like the golden rectangle, the 3-5, basically it's a 3x5 card that you just amplify it and you push it out into a room and that room feels better. You know, that space feels better. So, so odd numbers are good for us. But then even numbers, you know, like around a dining room table, you want 8 chairs, 6 chairs, 12 chairs.
Right.
You want that. You know, pairs. You know, pairs are nice. A pair of bookends, a pair of
end tables.
Something. Yeah,
something
a
like
pair
that.
Of end tables, a pair of lamps. Pairs are always good. So while odd numbers are good for collections and display, do not discount
the supporting roles. Yeah,
the supporting roles of the pair. That's right. That's right. Sometimes twos and fours can look like something's missing. So you have to be a little bit careful.
Okay. Well, that's why we rely on the experts at Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. Tell us about your locations. Where can we find you?
Oh, we're all over I-10. I-10 is our friend, Jake.
Yes.
Well, we're here on Bayou Boulevard in Pensacola. We're on Bass Pro Drive in Spanish Fort.
Nice.
And we're on Airport Boulevard in Mobile. So, well, really I-1065, but that's, but both, all of them are just a jump off the interstate.
Right.
So.
And this in-home design that we're talking about is available in all three locations?
It absolutely is available.
Let's talk about your team a little bit. Who do you have working with you? This has got to be a huge effort.
It's amazing. We have an amazing group, Jake. There, we have a director of design, Caitlin Norwood, and we have six designers on staff who are educated, certified designers who know what they're doing. This is their passion. This right. is the when you talk to a designer, that's where it comes from. It just comes from the heart. You start your life. You can talk to any designer, and that designer will say, you know, it started at my grandmother's house. I loved this piece that she had, and I loved what it did. Or it started in my bedroom, or it started, you know, Tommy Mack in Mobile loves to laugh and say, yeah, after dinner, growing up at his mom and dad's house, he would go back to his bedroom and come back to the, you know, come back to the family room and say, I want y'all to come see my room now.
I did that when I was a kid. I'd clean and change up, and I'd be like, hey, Mom, Dad, come take a look at this.
Come look at what I've done. Yeah, I know, and it yeah. felt good, didn't it, Jake?
It did.
It does feel good. It's very cathartic.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways to combat anxiety and depression is to find something that needs cleaning, find something that needs organizing, find something that needs fixing, and do that.
Oh, yeah, and just change, you know, perspective and
Perception.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I say that today?
They're two similar words. That's why I wanted to talk about them, because it's like gratitude and thankfulness. It's like they're kind of similar in meaning, but they're different. You know, it's one of those things.
Exactly. If you change up a little bit in your room, I had one of my first friends when I was married in a new town was a designer. And, you know, I went over to her house and one Sunday afternoon, her husband loved it too. And he said, we have spent the whole weekend taking this house apart and building it back together. And it looks like we have all new stuff.
Nice.
And it did. And that's what, you know, that's what changing things up a little bit, you know, change out your lamps, change out, you know, one of the best ways to clean up a room to really give it a fresh energy is a new lamp. Relatively low in expense,
right.
but it just changes the way the whole room looks.
Mm-hmm. And getting that right lighting, because lighting is very important.
Well, if you can't see it, what good is it?
Right, exactly. And you talked about kind of like the turn of the century, you know, the 1900s and when they got started in design, especially from the movies and the way they depicted it, it seemed like everything was very dark.
Well, it was.
Very dark, dark colors, low lighting.
Well, there was no, you know, that was the time when the world was moving from, you know, interior gas lighting to power.
Right.
And so, and those first power bulbs, I don't think were particularly strong, but I also don't think, you know, houses weren't super, like we're super wired now. If you walk into a new construction, a home with new construction, so much is already built in. You have plugs everywhere. You have, so that's,
That's why. Something to think about. It's something I don't really think about a lot is how we've changed, how colors have changed, fabrics and all that. And like you said, it's all about our perception and those senses, you know, when we walk into a room. Lazy Boy Gulf Coast, look them up on Facebook. Go by 5078 Bayou Boulevard in Pensacola. Best Marks, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Jake, thank you.
Yeah.
Happy Memorial
You're
Day.
Listening to
yes. Thankful Thursday.
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.